the experience of Greek religion.
What was it like to worship the Greek gods? Was it done from fear, love, a sense of dependence, or mere habit? Fear certainly played a part. People feared lightning, eclipses, earthquakes, violent weather. They could be seen as caused by angry gods who had to be propitiated. If a disaster such as plague struck a state, oracles were consulted. Processions of supplication were made to shrines. But alongside the fear, there was always the hope that the evil could be averted. One should not stress fear too much. It is better to think of a sense of total dependence on the gods. The outcome of everything that matters, crops, warfare, birth and welfare of children, one's own health and prosperity, is uncertain. One does all one can to the limit of one's strength and intelligence, but beyond all that lies a vast area beyond all human control, and that is the sphere of the gods. Through cult, one seeks to gain some control on the uncontrollable by getting the gods on one side. Cult is an attempt to establish a relation of mutual exchange of favours between mortal and God. Here is the inscription on a typical dedication made on the Athenian Acropolis. Maiden, i.e. the goddess Athena, Telesinos of Ketos dedicated a lovely offering on the Acropolis. May you take pleasure in it and grant him to dedicate another. Telesinos brings a lovely gift to the goddess and asks in return that she keep him healthy and wealthy enough to bring another later, which will continue the cycle of gift exchange. The gods are too distant and too powerful for it to be very natural to speak of loving them, but one can try to do business with them. Since they know everything, they can also advise on all those kind of practical problems mentioned above. Consultation of oracles is another important expression of the Greek sense of dependence on the gods. Healing is one more area beyond human control, where divine power was crucial. And here there emerged in the 5th century a god who was often spoken of as friendly to mankind, the healer Asclepius. Asclepius supposedly could heal any disease and didn't inquire about its cause or blame it on some fault of the patient. All you had to do was pay the fee and not laugh too loud at the fantastic cures which his priests claimed he had performed. A different aspect of Greek religious experience was its routine character. One was born into a world of endless rituals. Everybody performs them everywhere. There was no social life without them. Very few people questioned or boycotted them. They were just a completely taken-for-granted aspect of one's world. As a result, they were also essential to one's sense of belonging in that world. Shared rituals were what bound one to one's family, to one's deme, to one's tribe, to one's city. One would have been adrift in the world without them. A related and crucial aspect of the experience of Greek religion was stressed earlier. It was mostly fun. There was little by way of fasting and penance. Nobody preached sermons or urged one to lead a better life. Sacrifice involved a killing, witnessed close to, but usually led to, a feast. It was a religion of delight as much as of fear. So the question about Greek religious experience has no simple answer. All the factors mentioned above were present, and often several simultaneously. But perhaps the sense of dependence on a higher power, that we are not in full control of the world we live in, was the most basic.